Welcome to the third of our Church of the Cross Time Traveler audio series. On this trip back into time, we're going back to 1999, Christmas time, one of the many times when Betty Clymer worked her magic, filling the stage with musicians, the choir loft with singers, and our sanctuary with wonderful music. This is the condensed version of that Sunday's cantata, but quite enough for you to get an idea what it all sounded like 21 years ago.
Soon a tiny child will come, as prophets have foretold. A tiny babe whose arms will burn, will warm the winter cold. He will warm the winter cold.
Mary was engaged to Joseph, a carpenter. Joseph was troubled when he found out she was expecting a child. But an angel appeared to him in a dream, saying,
"Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the Holy Spirit has blessed her. This child will fulfill what God spoke through the prophet."
The time came when the emperor, Augustus, ordered a census be taken. Everyone was required to return to their hometown to register. Joseph, a descendant of David, needed to travel to the town of Bethlehem in Judea.
A distant land. Now city, what a welcome sound outside. They will sleep in Bethlehem tonight.
It was evening when the weary travelers reached Bethlehem. Joseph knew the night would be cold, so he began looking for a place to stay. Because so many had come to register, there was no room anywhere in the village. Finally, a kindly innkeeper offered them shelter in the stable behind the inn.
When he said that they had come all the way from Nazareth, I felt sorry for them. She seemed so tired, and yet there was something special about the way she looked at me. He was so worried about her and the baby. I know that the stable isn't the best place for them, but at least they'll be outside, out of the wind. They can make a bed out of some hay so she can rest. I hope they understand that it's the best that I could give them.
While the town of Bethlehem quietly slept, shepherds on a nearby hillside kept watch over their flock by night.
Tonight. The sky is so dark, except for that one star over there. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before. I wonder if anyone else has noticed it. It seems just to be shining down on one place. There must be something special happening. What could it mean?
Little bird, little star shining.